save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.
Our next guest follows a proud Australian tradition of taking Kiwis and claiming them as our own when they make it big in the US. Just like Russell Crowe, but better at music, please welcome the all-Australian, true blue country legend, Keith Urban.
He's a legend, and the new single is Polaroid. It's available now, and his new album, The Speed of Now Part 1, is coming out September 18. Keith, what an absolute pleasure to have you on the show this morning, mate. How are you?
Thanks, Pete. It's so nice to be talking to you. I'm good, mate. Hi, Jules.
Hi.
Hey, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Now, I know Nicole is Aussie as well, too, but don't you just miss the Aussie accent?
Well, like I say, I'm around it here at the house.
Oh, whereabouts are you based at the moment?
I feel like it's far away. And, of course, we've been calling our mums quite a bit over the last couple of months, so been getting a lot of Aussie.
And what have you guys been doing in isolation to keep yourself entertained? I've been following you on Instagram, so I see that you've been singing a lot, which has been great and very entertaining. But what have you been doing away from the camera?
Thanks, Jules. We've been, what have we been doing? Well, I mean, the thing I've primarily been doing is I'm calling you from my studio, which is in our house. I'm literally leaning on my console right now. and I've been in here all day. So I've mostly been in here. Of course, we've had tons of family time as well. So it's been an amazing thing to have a studio here so I could keep working on the record through all of this.
Now, Keith, can you tell us a little bit, because I managed to catch a couple of these, but your home studio live on Instagram, performing one of the first drive-in theatre shows just outside of Nashville as well, the thank you to the local healthcare workers, which was just absolutely extraordinary. That was just some good stuff that you put together, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. It was a blast getting to do that. When the idea got floated to play a drive-in, first of all, I thought it was a fantastic idea, but I was like, are they still around? I mean, is it? And sure enough, there's bloody drive-ins everywhere. I had no idea. So we found one about 50 minutes out of Nashville and set about figuring out how to do a show. And it was much more complicated than we thought it was going to be because of insurance and legalities and all this sort of red tape that we had to figure out how to get around. So in the end, I said, well, why don't we just do a concert for all the healthcare workers and we won't sell any tickets, we'll just give every single ticket away to the hospital.
Mm. Yeah.
And that was the audience we played to. So we had a really, really, really great night. It was so great getting to play for them, especially. Oh.
Brilliant, mate. Hey, I've got a question. It's going to be away from your music just quickly. You grew up and your father owned a convenience store. What were the rules and regulations around helping yourself at the convenience store?
That's an excellent question. And all I can say is that I got very, very good at figuring out how to slip in and out of the lolly section. Because they had them under the... they had them one of those big glass sort of counters, you know, where all the lollies were under the glass glass counter top. And I would just slip in behind when Dad was, whatever, busy, distracted. It was pretty awesome having a little corner shop like
so
that.
Envious.
Yeah,
so
I'm just
envious.
Thinking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know. With
Bubble
O'Beals. Yeah.
Oh, Bubble O'Beals for me.
Hubba Bubba. Hey, so with your latest single, Polaroid, one of the writers, fellow Aussie Sam Fisher, helped write it. Now, we only just recently spoke to Sam Fisher. How good is it to see, for you to see other artists coming up through through the charts?
It's incredible, and I love the fact that Sam was a writer on this song. I didn't know that when I got sent the song because a couple of other guys who wrote it also were friends of mine, and then I found out Sam was a writer, and I was just blown away. I'm very happy for him, and it's a really, really cool song.
Keith, one of the things that obviously, now I wanted to ask you this because there's a little bit of a something-something that goes on in my house every now and again, and that is that my wife will listen to the work that I'm doing on the radio show, and occasionally she'll give me a little bit of feedback, a little bit of, you know what, maybe you shouldn't have said that. I didn't quite like that break. Every now and again, I get something quite positive, actually, which is nice. But yeah, she becomes my little content director at home. Now, you've got an extraordinary actor with you in Nicole Kidman. Do you guys give each other a little bit of feedback on maybe her with the music you're doing and you with the acting that she's doing? And how is that received?
There's a lot going on in that question.
We're going to have to wrap it up.
No, let me ask you this. How many times is your wife right? Let me just go ahead and answer that. Every time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Great answer.
What you want to hear, but it's spot on every time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, pretty much spot on.
The same boat. It's exactly the same here.
Hey, mate, you've got two kids, Sunday and Faith, who are aged 11 and 9. Pete and I have both got little tackers, but their great concerns at the moment are more where their nappies are going to get changed. How do you explain to your kids at the moment what's going on in the world? Are they sort of aware with what's going on with the current climate, or you just keep going on with your daily life?
Sure, yeah. No, they absolutely do. Yeah, I mean, you can't avoid it. It's on the news everywhere. The kids are well aware of it. You know, not being, obviously they're not in school, they're not going hanging out at friends' houses and things like that, so they've just been figuring out how to adapt, and we've been making it, you know, really creative at home, and we've just been very, very, very lucky and very blessed that we've had good health and, you know, and a good place to be through all of this.
Is there anything in particular that they're actually missing, though? That just that one thing?
I just think probably just, you know, the interaction, being able to sort of go places and travel. I think, you know, we're traveling because Nick and is traveling a lot. I travel, and we always go as a family. Wherever we go, we're always moving as a family, quite, you know, nomadic like that. So I think it's definitely the longest we've been home. I know that. And it's hands down the longest I've been off the road already. You know, to actually not be playing shows right now feels so, I don't even have a word for it. It's a very, very unusual feeling because I play live. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. And I don't know when we're going to get to do that again. That's not a drive-in, you know.
Yeah, no, that's
maybe we're doing more drive-ins.
I tell you what, once everything's lifted and all the restrictions are done, these concerts.
It's going to have a tidal wave, and it's going to come with a rush.
And speaking of things slowly being lifted and us slowly getting back to normal, rugby league has made a return this week.
Can't stop.
And the AFL is just around the corner. You, as an Australian who's made it big in the US, do they chew your ear off a little bit about Australian sport?
I've definitely had a lot of people ask me a little bit about Aussie rules, and then a lot of interest in cricket and why does cricket traditionally go on for days and days, and I have no answer for that.
Can anyone answer that?
Well, so you can go to the bar on 5 days in a row. Yeah. That's the reason I go.
Hey, Keith, let's take a moment quickly.
But
just
I'm glad NRL's back and it's all happening. That's very good to see.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, mate, we'll take
to interrupt, guys. Sorry, just 1 minute wrap. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Easy. Not a worry. Just quickly wanted to have a quick chat about the brand new album, The Speed of Now Part 1, coming out September 18. What can you tell us about it before we have to wrap things up?
Polaroid's on that record. We've got another single coming out soon. And today I finally got a duet that I've been working on for a while. This lockdown halted a lot of things, but one of the things I was working on with a duet with somebody that we finally got finished, and I'm super excited about that. I can't announce that just yet, but that got done, and that's going to be on this record. So it's going to be a wild ride, and I'm so looking forward to people getting to hear the whole thing.
Unreal.
Beautiful.
Keith.
Perfect timing.
What a pleasure, mate. Thanks so much for joining us. The new single's Polaroid. It's out now, and the new album, The Speed of Now Part 1, coming out September 18th. You take care of yourself, mate. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks,
Xavier.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Save your joys and peace. On Hit 92.9.